Listen anytime, anywhere, through your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Now, the Morning Rush with Bill Carroll continues on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
On time, on budget, and with a fixed price.
Has any phrase ever uttered by anyone in Ottawa ever been regretted more than that? Well, never again. Nobody's going to make that mistake again. In fact, what we're hearing today is, if you've been waiting for the Trillium Line, Stage 2 of the Ottawa LRT project, not going to happen when you may have expected it. To be honest with you, I'd sort of forgotten that the date was this close. Although I do drive up Limebank sometimes, I think, wow, they're pretty far along in that. I guess COVID warped my sense of time and so, no, it will not be open this September. It's going to take a little bit longer than that. Michael Morgan is Director of Rail Construction Program in Ottawa, is on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. When we talk about a delay of a month or a little bit more, are we talking about the actual construction is behind, or where is that delay coming from?
It's a little bit on the construction side, but also a little bit just wanting to make sure that we give as much time as possible to our team for the training requirements, for the readiness requirements. You know, we have been, if you follow and you see, if you've been by Limebank recently, that station's coming together nicely. The track from there all the way up through to South Keys is in place, saving except for a little piece at Hunt Club. And so we do need to track the progress of the construction very closely, but the slight shift that we've seen is more just to make sure that we do as much testing as possible and as much training as possible.
So if I were to walk inside one of those stations right now, and I assume they're not all at the exact stage, but what would I see if I went into one of the stations right now?
If you went into a station like Walkley, which is right on Walkley Road, you would kind of go in, you would see that there's a space ready for the fare gates to go in, the ceiling's done, the glass is up, the stairway down to the platform is there, the transit shelter is on the actual platform ready to go, and the platform edge is ready. And so a station like that is, you know, we're at the spot where we're putting in cameras, we're going to put up the platform displays. So that station like that, and there's three or four that are like that, are very advanced. If you go to something like Limebank on the inside, you know, they're doing plumbing and pulling lots of cables to bring all the communication systems. There's big elevator banks there that need to be installed. So depending on the station, there's varying levels of completion, but some of the stations are kind of nearing the end and will be absolutely kind of available for our use in the coming months.
It's like any construction project, right? In the beginning, there seems to be no progress, and then walls and roofs go up, and that you have a structure now, and that seemed to come out of nowhere. And then the tedious work of the infrastructure takes a while, but the finishing touches can go by pretty quickly once the toilets are put in place and doors are mounted and all of a sudden. So we're getting closer to that toilets going in phase.
Yes, the toilets and the cameras and the security systems, we're into the final finishes on the stations.
Okay, so I mean, I don't think anyone in Ottawa, by the way, is going to complain about saying that it might take a month or two longer. I think we're all in the frame of mind of let's get it right. And part of getting it right is testing. That was a very controversial part of phase one. There were to be a number of days in a row that the service would operate. I forget it was 12 in a row maybe, and then
right.
Became sort of 12 total. Mm-hmm. How are you going to measure successful testing this time?
So this time, we're doing all the same preparatory work, so the run-up testing. So they've been testing for the last 6 months, 9 months, a year already, but we need to test end-to-end. And so really starting in August, we want to see that end-to-end test. And if that goes well and we're ready to start the trial running program, the trial running on this program is 21 days, so it's longer. And then there's a firm number of 98.5% rolling average that they need to achieve. And, you know, Transit GM has committed to counselors that we're going to report on that every day publicly. So everyone knows what's going on with trial running. They know what the metrics are that are being achieved. And they know, you know, when they get the system and we say it's time to let passengers on, everyone's confident that it's working.
Who will be there to decide that it's 98.5% effective? I mean, who's going to oversee that number?
Yeah, you know, one of the recommendations that we received recently was to have an independent or third-party organization who can sit at the table and, you know, kind of outside of the city staff and outside of the contractor, really kind of give a validation that the 98.5 is in place. And so we're looking at getting that person now. We're just about there in terms of having a third party, you know, someone with lots of rail experience who can come in and really kind of just sit there at the table. And then when it gets reported out, it's reported out with a lot of credibility from someone who really knows and understands these systems.
I'm going to zoom out, actually go right back to the beginning so that people understand. Stage two, is it exactly like stage one? Is it a completely, is it the same system? Everything is compatible, same train, same track, same everything?
So stage two Trillium Line, you know, we had a very solid foundation there for a number of years, 20 years where the system was great. So it's an expansion of that system. But we're going with longer trains, and so what you'll see at the platforms is instead of a 40-meter train showing up at the mainline platforms, you'll see an 80-meter train. We'll still be having passing sidings, but all the stations are, at one point we were just looking at renovating some of the existing stations, but they've all basically all been rebuilt from scratch. So there'll be new, longer stations, new platforms, but we are putting in things like a new signaling system, which is kind of maybe a pretty dry topic, but pretty important from a safety point of view. We put in a new grade separation, so there'll be no interference with the via trains. Occasionally, the old system, there was an Elwood Diamond, we'd kind of have to slow up because of those via trains, and so now we're going to go over that. So the ride and the experience will be a little bit different, and we're giving people new Stadler trains to run on the mainline in addition to the original fleet we had. These Stadler trains look and feel great. We're trying to find an opportunity over the coming months to show them off to people because we haven't really, we've had them for a while now, but we haven't had the public onto those trains, and so we're trying to find a time, maybe doors open in June, to get people on so they can have a look and feel and see one of the new stations, see the new trains.
So it's not likely to have some of the problems we've seen on the first phase. This is a different animal, really.
This is a different animal. It's a different track setup. There's no catenary systems, you know, overhead electrical systems on this network. We're using an existing network that was tried and true. We're kind of just extending that same, all the design principles that went into that original system are being extended. So we're very optimistic that the design solution will be proven out during the testing program as a successful solution for the city.
And when will I be able to jump on a train in Manotick and go to a hockey game at LeBreton Flats?
there's a lot of pieces there, a lot of connections to be made there. You know, we're still waiting for we want to see the system as a whole perform over the summer, and that will, you know, then that will calibrate kind of our reaction to say, hey, you know, we need more time, or hey, it's looking good, and so, you know, we can kind of start to talk about an actual maybe a week or a month that we're going to open. So we're not.
What's the current plan? How far south does the line eventually come?
Well, the current plan is to, you know, it goes all the way to Limebank, you know, so that's as far as we're going into Riverside South for the moment. You know, then I think we need to pause and let that system get into service. And then beyond
that, will I be able to park there?
You won't be able to park right at Limebank, but there is down the road at Bowesville. There's a very large park and ride. So you'll be able to park at Bowesville. You'll be able to take the bus to get to Limebank Station.
See, I don't want to get into this debate with you, but I'm just not going to do that. I don't. It's one of the most frustrating things about the current LRT is just the lack of parking. You know, you want to park and jump, make the rest of the trip to downtown that way. And it's just, it doesn't seem like we set it up with cars in mind at all. I mean, given our city council in the past, I'm not surprised at that. But wouldn't that really have been the better idea to bring all of Riverside and Manotick and surrounding area and tempt us to drive to Limebank, leave our car, jump on the train, and eventually go to LeBreton Flats, which is a whole different discussion. I just don't understand the sense of that at least temporarily have parking facilities there.
Yeah, I think, you know, Limebank Station, there's a whole community development plan around that area. They want to kind of make it a little community hub. The big park and rides on the Trillium Line, Bowesville is going to have a very large park and ride. Leitrim is going to have a park and ride as well. That one's going to be expanded a little bit, the one that is existing today, but it will grow in size a little bit for everybody coming from Findlay Creek. And then obviously Greenboro, there's a decent-sized park and ride there as well. So, you know, proportionally, I think the Trillium Line has a number of options for people to get to, and if they choose to drive to the station and park, then I think we've made those facilities available.
Well, thanks for updating us on where it is. And like I said, I don't think anyone's going to be upset about a delay of a month or two, as long as it works and it works well and safely, I think that that probably will please us in Ottawa, given where we've been.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Michael Morgan, Director of Rail Construction Program, Ottawa LRT Phase 2, a little behind what we might have hoped for in best-case scenario, but was anyone hoping for best-case scenario right now? I don't think so. Listen, we can hardly be critical that they launched too quickly before and then be critical now that they want to take a little more time to test it. Wouldn't really be a little hypocritical, wouldn't it? It's 8:18, the morning rush.